Is that my friend I see before me? I can't tell a lie, in fairness.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Now, Friday rolls around, as it does, and here he is now, all slim and buffed, buffed from his trip. Nevin, you're welcome.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
My friend.
You're good.
Welcome back from Portugal.
Portugal.
Which I know you love. You love Portugal anyway, but this is the next TV series.
Work. It was work.
Oh, I know that. You're like yourself at the Eurovision. You never stop working.
Yeah.
Oh, Marty, but you enjoyed it, did you?
I have to say it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. I just love the people, and we were in Porto, we were in Lisbon, we were in Alentejo, which is great for food and wine, and the Algarve, as a lot of people would know, and then up in the Douro Valley, which is beautiful red wine. So
yes, of course.
I was thinking of you. We had a toast in honour of you.
I could sense it.
So it's on in September, and it's a six-part show, and it's Nevin's Portuguese Food Trails.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Very exciting.
And I don't, you know, I sometimes wonder, we don't know that much about the food of Portugal, so we should really
talk
about that again.
It really kind of inspired me. I'll give you one example. There was one lady, she was 89 years of age, and she gets local eels as a speciality at this restaurant. It's all she does. Don't be licking your lips now. And she does deep-fried eels, okay?
Right, okay.
In oil, and then she does a lovely eel stew with potatoes. Very simple. That was delicious.
Really?
Honest to God.
But I've never eaten.
She was so funny. She was pushing the cameraman out of the way, and it was her kitchen. Not being rude, just this is what she does.
Yes.
She's done it all her life, and the wee woman sat down in the middle of the cook, and it was just lovely to see that experience.
Oh, that's
for me, it just symbolised her love of food and her passion for what she does. It was wonderful, wonderful.
No doubt as ever, you brought that to the table as well.
Right.
So what are you doing? What are you doing today?
Well, listen, look what I bought you. I bought you something. Can you hear that?
At last.
Some strawberries.
Strawberries.
From Pat Clark.
And tell me more. Pat Clark.
These are the first of the Irish season. We literally got them into the restaurant, and another week old, they were handpicked for you yesterday. So, they started last week, so they're absolutely fantastic. So we're going to do two recipes.
They're
Would you like one?
But before we get... They're enormous.
When you taste the sweetness of them. So he's a grower, he's one of my food heroes, and he's based in Stamullen. And this, what's beautiful about his strawberries is that they're all hand-picked, so they never touch the fruit, and that's what you call stem picking. Something I didn't realise was... God, that's for you. He's giving it back to me. He's putting them in his pocket. Nice gift for the wife.
Destroyed the trousers,
So, Marty, I just love this man. He's over 100 people picking strawberries, and they're absolutely amazing.
Like, but they're perfect.
I know they are perfect, and his attention to detail and the way he grows. So we have two beautiful recipes that in tribute to his beautiful Irish fruits.
And well, good man, Pat Clark.
I think when you get strawberries as good as this when they're in season, there's nothing like them. There's nothing like them. So you put a few of them into your mouth. Now
So in other words, shut up.
I'm only joking.
Let me get on with this as ever.
So we're going to talk about a lovely lemon posset, and this is possibly the easiest dessert that we make in the school, and it's a set cream. So you have cream, you have lemon juice, you have caster sugar, you have the rind and the juice of a lemon, and it's a traditional kind of English pudding, but what makes this different, I'm adding passion fruit into it, I'm adding a little bit of vanilla powder, or you can use vanilla essence. So you put everything into the saucepan, you bring it to the boil for about 1 minute, 2 minutes max, at a gentle simmer, and that's it. And it's the reaction, just for your listeners, of the lemon juice to the cream that sets the actual cream. There's no gelatin, there's no eggs in this.
Oh.
If you can make it the night before, which is absolutely gorgeous, set it in a little cup, a teacup, a little ramekin. You can't unmold it now, okay?
Okay.
So it needs to be kind of like presented and served. Excuse me, in the glass or whatever you want, like a martini glass, it'd be gorgeous.
Yeah.
A coffee cup, something like that would be really lovely. What I love about this, it's creamy, it's delicious and light, and it's not a heavy dessert, and it's a lovely, lovely one. It'll keep in the fridge for about 3 to 4 days.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
Actually, if you were making a pavlova, you could make your pavlova, and then just at the last minute before you go to serve it, have your lemon curd or your posset, which is already set, and smear that over, and then your lovely Pat Clark strawberries or raspberries, whatever
that's
you
an
want.
Interesting idea.
That would be nice.
I told you before, that's a house speciality. Mrs. Whelan's house speciality.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We'll have to get the recipe for the new book.
No. Shameless.
Sorry, shameless as ever.
Go on.
So with that, we're going to do some lovely berries. And I'm going to be talking about berries for both recipes, but this is macerated berries. It's just infused berries with the strawberries. You dehull them. That means taking the green off, cut them nice and chunky, and then you literally pour a little bit of creme de cassis. So creme de cassis is a blackcurrant liqueur. It's low in alcohol. It's absolutely delicious, and it's a lovely, lovely, lovely fresh taste in blackcurrant liqueur.
That's an interesting idea.
You could use blackcurrant cordial, and there's an Irish producer called Des Jeffers. He's one of, I think, only two growers in Ireland that grow blackcurrants in Wexford. He's wonderful. And there's no sugar added to that. So you could use that if you wanted this for kids with a into that, then we're going to put a little bit of chopped basil or mint that works so good with strawberries, and then a little bit of vanilla extract. If you can macerate your berries overnight in the fridge, serve them at room temperature. And that's the key into the strawberries. Eat them at room temperature. Bring them out for about half an hour before you eat them. Trust me, you'll be munching them on the way home in the car.
After the show,
they're fantastic. Isn't that nice?
We take a picture.
So that's a very simple dessert. I would recommend a little bit of shortbread cookie, some kind of like a little biscuit with that would work really well.
It would be absolutely gorgeous.
So it would.
Are you doing something else? Or
absolutely. We're only halfway there. We're going to do a trifle, and I'm going to talk you through the custard, making your own custard. If you don't have time, you can get some lovely Irish producers who make really beautiful fresh Irish custard while you're taking your picture of your strawberry. You're a man of many talents. He's going to eat it. He's the only man that can put... He put the full punnet of strawberries into his mouth. Now, that's a world record.
Appalling.
Is it good? Are they nice? Anyway, so Marty, onto our custard. I'm using cream of milk, and that goes into a saucepan. You boil that, so that's what you call scalding. Three egg yolks. Into that, we're going to put a little bit of vanilla extract or vanilla pod, and then roughly about a tablespoon, and this is the tip, of corn flour. And I'll explain why we put the corn flour into this. So that goes into the bowl with the egg yolks, the vanilla, and the sugar. So you whisk that by hand. Don't even dirty an electric whisk. Just do it by hand. It's fine. For 2 minutes.
Sufficient.
When your cream and milk has come to the boil, then what you do is you, I'm watching you munch away, I'm telling you, you're enjoying it. It's
great. Me good suit.
I fed him for once a year. So, Marty, when your cream of milk comes to the boil, you pour it over your egg yolks, and then you need to cook this. So what that means is mix it all together, put it back into the saucepan, and then you gently cook that for about maybe 1 minute or less on a low heat. So the corn flour protects the custard from curdling. If you can make it without the corn flour, but trust me, probably 9 out of 10 times it might split and curdle.
Okay, well then.
So this will protect you. Yeah. And don't panic if you add too much corn flour and it's too gloopy and thick. You just add a little bit of milk. Don't worry about that. You could add another little secret ingredient called Cool Swan, which we both love. And that would loosen it up too. So Marty, that's your custard made. That will keep for 3 to 4 days in your fridge. That's a custard that you can serve with apple tart, apple crumble, whatever.
Yes.
But now we're going to talk about the trifle.
Right.
So we already mentioned about macerating the berries in the creme de cassis. In this recipe, I have balsamic vinegar. That's optional because balsamic vinegar is a beautiful, beautiful ingredient to use with strawberries. It's absolutely a good combination.
How does it work so well? Is it just sweet and sour?
You hit the nail right on the head. You have that lovely kind of sweet acidity from the vinegar, and then you have the lovely sweet kind of richness of those lovely strawberries, which are lovely when they're in season. It's a great combination.
These are exceptional. They really are exceptional.
Good. So you do your macerated berries. Yeah. Again, if you can do that for an hour or two or overnight is always best. And then your custard's made, so make sure your custard's cold. So then it's just an assembly job in a trifle bowl or individual ones, whatever you want. Your fruit goes... on the base, then your Madeira cake, and then your lovely custard on top, finished when it's cold with a little bit of whipped cream and grated chocolate or a couple of strawberries. And you can do an individual trifle or you can do a large one. It's so good, so it is.
Lovely. I love it.
Get fruits as good as that, and remember, they're all hand picked, so the hand never touches the fruit.
Yeah, that one. They're fantastic.
Thanks very much.
They're all eating now. Look, everyone's at them.
So, Marty, that's what we call stem picking. If you see the way I'm holding that, his team never touches the fruits.
Show us you're not touching the fruit.
Yeah. Here we go. What about that?
And
because he told me, like, if I'm touching the fruit, see what I'm doing now, Marty? Touching it with my hands.
Yeah.
There's your sweat glands, the membrane, it damages the membrane in the strawberry, so he gets a shorter shelf life. I didn't know that now.
I didn't know that either. But that short, talk about the shortened shelf life, that's a damn mouth like a flash. happy strawberries. So now, just a reminder again, lemon possible with passion fruit. Our summer berry fruit trifle, and the custard, the macerated berries, the whole lot. I can only play the Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever.
Perfect.
This is lovely.
You have a great weekend. Enjoy the strawberries.
I'm going to sit here sucking a strawberry. What do we like? Keep the faith, Lemon.
See you next week.
Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM. That's where the recipes are. Thank you, Beatles.
Gorgeous.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.